It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Live Mike, final half hour of this show. 2:36 is the time. There has been an update to the story we've been following throughout the day, stemming from the attack in Washington, D.C. We have learned from the acting chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, Yogananda Pittman, the identity of the officer who lost his life. An 18-year veteran of the force, Officer William Billy Evans, is the U.S. Capitol Police officer who passed away from injuries sustained following the attack at the North Barricade by someone behind the wheel of an automobile turned weapon here just this morning in Washington, D.C. Joining us for more details on what has transpired and what we have thus far learned is Andy Field from ABC News. Andy, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Another just heartbreaking day here in Washington, D.C., just 2 months after that massive attack on the U.S. Capitol. It's happened again. It can be just as deadly with one person as it can be with thousands, and it happened on the north side of the U.S. Capitol. If you're looking at it from the Supreme Court, if you were sitting on the steps of the Supreme Court and you're looking right at the U.S. Capitol down the Washington Mall, it'd be on to the right side of your Capitol where the U.S. Senate is. And there are barriers in the driveways where at one time, I've been in Washington long enough, but you can literally drive your car and park it up on the Capitol grounds. That has long since ended, and there is fencing around the Capitol, National Guardsmen, but none of that was apparently able to stop this driver from getting to the barricade, smashing into it, jumping out of the car with a knife, and going after these officers. We don't know exactly how the officer died or the other was injured, whether they were hit by the car or they were hurt by this knife. But the bottom line is the man you just mentioned, Officer William Billy Evans, who was on the force for 18 years, is dead. Another officer is wounded, and the suspect is dead. And we're not quite sure why this happened at all.
Is there? Do we know if it were the two officers involved, the two who were struck by the vehicle? Are they the officers that opened fire on the suspect, or are these other officers, to your knowledge?
You know, that's not clear at this point. They haven't given us that level of detail. You would assume that that's the case. There aren't typically that many officers at those checkpoints, usually two officers at those places. So they may have indeed been the two officers there. And again, it's unclear. I've been up there a few times, and you really have to go through a gauntlet to get even that close to the Capitol. So it's not clear how this man got there, unless they had already taken down some of the security measures that have been up on the Capitol for quite some time. And a number of Republicans have been pushing for that, saying this is ridiculous. We don't need National Guardsmen. There's no threat anymore. And indeed, even Homeland Security said they had no current threat against the Capitol. So we don't know why this happened, if this man was connected with any group, if he was just some lone, mentally disturbed person. Whatever the case is, it's yet another instance of this edginess we have here in Washington, where people are literally worried about how the next attack will happen, but when.
All right. ABC's Andy Field, thank you so much for your update and your report, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. Andy Field there reporting from Washington. The update from the U.S. Capitol Police, a statement issued by acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says, quote, "It is with profound sadness that I share the news of the passing of Officer William Billy Evans this afternoon from injuries he sustained following an attack on the North Barricade by a lone assailant. Officer Evans has been a member of the United States Capitol Police for 18 years. He began his USCP service on March 7th, 2003, and was a member of the Capitol Division's First Responders Unit. Please keep Officer Evans and his family in your thoughts and prayers." Close quote. Again, a statement coming just moments ago from acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman. That's what's happening in Washington, D.C. You heard a moment ago, made mention by Andy Field, the attack on January 6th of this year. And that brings us all the way to today and an arrest made by FBI special agents and members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, leading to an arrest right here in the state of Utah today, stemming from the events of January 6th. Nick Wyatt of KSL News Radio joins me in studio for details on that story. What are we learning?
So what we've learned so far, of course, we received a statement from the FBI alerting us that this 50-year-old Michael Lee Hardin of Kaysville was arrested by special agents and, like you said, the Joint Terrorism Task Force this morning. He was taken into custody peacefully. There were no issues, but they want to they're charging him with four counts related to his involvement at the U.S. Capitol back on January 6th. So a little bit of background, we did some digging and even found some old news articles about Hardin. He's a retired Salt Lake City police detective, and the department confirmed to me about 10 minutes ago that he retired in 2017 with 20-plus years in law enforcement. At some point over the last decade, he was awarded Officer of the Year by Salt Lake City Police.
And that's a big force. It's the biggest force in the state.
It is. It is. And we also learned that he may have been involved in a civil dispute with another officer over some property that he was leasing to that person. Apparently, there was an argument, and he filed suit against that person and other members of the department as well.
Any idea of exactly what he is accused of having done on January 6th in Washington?
So the charges, of course, are all legalese and written up by lawyers, but from my estimation and what we've gathered in the newsroom, it does appear that he was in the Capitol based on the wording of the charges. So, just being in the Capitol that day, I guess, warrants a federal charge.
Sure. The list of charges here from the FBI include remaining in a restricted building without lawful authority, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building, and parading or demonstrating or picketing in a Capitol building. And as you mentioned, taken into custody today without incident. Former Salt Lake City police officer arrested today by the FBI in connection to his alleged activities in the United States Capitol on January 6th. Nick Wyatt, thanks for the update. All righty. So that's that. Heartbreaking stuff. You, in this news business, you look for ways to localize the national story. This is not the way you want to localize the national story. when something happens way over there, you look to see if there's anything related to what was going on here. And when it's something like we witnessed on January 6th, the truth is the tables turn and you hope and pray that no Utahn was there. And now, at least to my memory, we have two Utah-related arrests stemming from the events of January 6th at the Capitol building. The most recent arrest, Michael Hardin of Kaysville and John Sullivan, the arrest of earlier this year. All righty. We're going to take a break. We're going to take the final break. And when we come back, I want to share with you some words that I delivered on my very first day here as a talk show host at KSL News Radio. And I'll ask you if I have made good on the promises I made those 15 months ago. Final segment of Live Mike is ahead here on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.